Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Family Eokuna.
The first family.
Eyaba Maraika.
Of the angels.
Family Eokuna.
The first family.
Eyaba Maraika.
Of the angels.
Bakulemira Maraika Abaddon.
They are led by Angel Abaddon. Of the chains.
Nech sumuzo chobunyo
butakoma. With the key of the bottomless pits.
Oyewali abatamwagara.
That's when their people do not want him. This family, they have not enjoyed it. Those women want to be picked by this family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family Eyokuna Eyaba Maraika.
First family of angels. Angel Abaddon of the chains.
No,
and key of bottomless pits. The prison of God, which is known as hell.
When
the prison of spirits of the rebellious people.
It means
this speaks only the disobedient. Don't call them to pick you. May God pick and you take, drag them to the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11. Revelation chapter 9, verse 11.
Erinya mulwebulaniya Abaddoni.
And they had a king over them, who is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue he has the name Apollyon. Yes. They have this archangel who is called Abaddon. They have their angel.
He's
the archangel. Angel of the bottomless pits. The archangel Abaddon.
Apollyon.
Oh, Apollyon. Angel of the bottomless pits. He has the chains of the bottomless pits. He has the key of the bottomless pits. The key of the prison of God, hell. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 and 2. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and the great chain in his hand. Yes. He has a key. He has key of bottomless pit. It is hell. Known as the prison of God. With a chain. To open and to shut. Yes. And to torment. Their number, you will write Revelation chapter 9, verse 16. They total 200 billion. There are 200 billion. Revelation chapter 9, verse 16.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, family ya Maraika Abaddoni abenjegere.
Family of angels Abaddon of the chains.
Meuja wejajibwa. Mustowe yomutu ogwo muntu.
Their spirits were gotten from the store of head of a man.
Kuchiramu echokuna.
On the fourth living creature.
Kuchiramu
echokuna. Which is on the fourth living creature. Family of angels Abaddon of the chains.
and
ones of key of bottomless pits,
Geena.
Hell. Their spirits were gotten from head of a man, which is on the fourth living creature, in the second created heaven. Let's read Revelation chapter 6, verse
7.
Revelation chapter 6. Verse
7.
And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come and see. Yes. It said, come and see. That living creature, their spirits were gotten from it. But family of angels Abaddon of the chains and of the bottomless pits, they are divided into two. Those working on death and clothing spirits from bodies of this earth, they move on the yellow horse. Yes. They move on the yellow horse. I say like this. Family of angels Abaddon of the chains and of the bottomless pits, hell. They are divided into two. The first, they work on death and clothing spirits from bodies of this earth. They move on the yellow horses. They use diseases, famine, swords and the beasts of the field to unclothe spirits from bodies of this earth. Yes. Revelation chapter 6 verse 8. Revelation chapter 6 verse
8.
And I saw an
angel
and looked, and behold, a yellow horse, and his name that sat on it was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, disease, and with the living creatures of the earth. Yes.
And
they saw the yellow horse. One sat on it.
He
is called death. Death. Even hell follows him. Now those are ones in the family, the portion B, in the fourth family. But these ones are of death. They move on the yellow horses. They are responsible to unclothe the spirits.
Called
dying, they get them from their bodies of this earth. Anytime you see death, you know they are right there. They use the things we've seen below. It's in their ability to put their check from the body, pass through diseases, the famine, sword, or in the war, or the living creatures. It can be a mosquito bites you.
Yet
mission this time, you don't remain in the body. All the other mosquitoes can bite you, and they give you medicine of it. and you be healed. But this one they have sent on mission to unclothe you from the body. The fever strikes you, malaria fever, until you've unclothed the body. And we treat.
We
take on special treatment, intensive care
unit.
Nothing. The malaria fevers.
It's
malaria of mosquitoes. And when they say malaria of the mosquitoes,
but
time it never leaves you in the body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can't tell me amen. Are you afraid?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Katundu biaka family ya Malaika Abaddon.
Portion be of families of Angel Abaddon.
Abakulira dala.
Those who work in the bottomless pit, in hell, the prison of God, where they imprison evil spirits of the fallen angels, even of sinners who refuse to repent on this earth, they move on the horse, and they are like fiery, but their head is of a lion. The head is of a lion. This is very terrifying. To be a usual horse, but the head is of a lion. Lion. You will see him when they unclothe you, the one who never repents when you go to hell. You get afraid. You defecate yourself before you check from the body. For just to see the horse they come with, you get afraid, you defecate on yourself, you urinate on yourself, and you begin to fart around and you break once. You experience a stomach.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bakola bulungi omuliro gwagena kubanga baguja mu mbuto za mbarasi.
They make well the fire of hell because they get them from the stomach of this horse. Revelation chapter 16.
Sura ya mwenda.
Revelation chapter 9.
Revelation chapter 9,
verse 17. Era bwe
nalaba bwenti embalasi mukolesebwa kuno, n'abo abaali bazituddeko nga bambadde eby'omukifuba ng'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyekibiriiti, n'emitwe gy'embalasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma, n'embumwa bwazo ne muva omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriiti.
And thus I saw the horses in the vision. And them that sat on them, having blessed plates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire, and smoke, and brimstone.
Hey,
yes.
Balasi.
Horse. Do you see this horse? It first looks, it's bumped. You see the horse behind, and it turns the head to face you like that. And it's of a lion. And it smokes out of the nose. You're going to hell to be burnt. But you see the tail, it has changed your way. And there's the head of a scorpion.
As you look at
the back of the angel sit on the horse, out of comes serpent with three heads. There is what we call the way of hell, or the way as you're being taken to hell. It's very terrifying. As they have picked you, your spirit has been picked. Those are ones who pick you. ones who fan the entire fire in hell. The horses are there blowing fire. And this was a good thing. They don't have chariots. They have chains. The spirit, they take, drag it on the chains. It's the body of hell that bends. As they drag you.
They
can't take you on the chariots for what? Have you seen the fourth horse with chariots? Zechariah 6, as he showed you the fourth chariot with horses. Have you seen yellow horses there? Or those with head of a lion? Zechariah 6:1-4. That the horse had the just snatch you from the body by force. Spirit come out. When he falls on you, you are a sinner. And you break on the side like
that.
But as you see death, and hell is behind him, and the horse is playing around. The head is on a
lion. The
boss move and they happen under the sun. That's why those about unclothed the body and they have
seen.
That I see men, leave me. They wake up as a big
king.
Why are you beating me? Yet I am sick. It's not us caning them. Others hear things, burn them. The situation is not good right at that point. Family of angels.
Family of angels
led by angel Ariel, angel of water, angel in charge of rainfall, water, and the creations, all the creations, those in this earth. Family of angels led by angel Ariel, angel of rainfall, water, and the, all the creations. All creations in this earth. There we speak animal, insects, birds, the fish. All those is one who takes them up. Ariel was named after the city of King David. As
you
read him, Isaiah 29:1. Isaiah 29:1.
Owange Arieri, Arieri. Ekibuga Daudi cheyasisi. Ekibuga Daudi cheyasirirako. Mugato mwaka ku mwaka. Embaga zitukire mu ntuko zazo.
Woe to Ariel, to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add year to year, let feasts run their cycle. Yes. That Ariel, named after the city of King David, in that city gathered there many animals, the birds, insects, the fish, different plants, and they are in there. You will search him in Google, you will see
Ariel.
Ariel.
Malaika owenkuba.
Angel of rainfall.
Amazi.
Water.
Gasega yanja gonna.
All the oceans.
N'obutonde bwonna obuli mu nsi.
All creations in this earth.
Obikulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
Revelation chapter 16.
Okubikulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelation chapter 16.
Katuve ku lwokuna.
Okubikulirwa essuula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Revelation chapter 16 from verse 4.
Olwokusatu n'afuka ekibya kye mu migga ne mu nsulo z'amazzi.
And the third angel poured out his bowl upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Verse
5.
And I heard the angel of water say, "You are righteous, O Lord, who is and was and shall be, because you have judged thus." That is the angel of what? Angel of water. If it's angel of water, angel of rainfall, who manifested the cloud like a palm in the era of prophet Elijah, showed him it's going to be raining. Still is the angel of all the oceans. If he's the angel of oceans, still is angel of creations. Because creations, they were commanded to come from the many waters. Genesis chapter 1, verse 20 to 22. Genesis chapter 1 verse 20.
Katonda n'ayogera nti amazzi gazaale ebiramu bingi era n'ebibuuka bibuuke ku nsi mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
And God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." Yes. Water bring abundant living creatures. If it's the angel of water,
it
is where cometh creations, all bodies of creations. He takes them over. First of all, he led them go in the ark of Noah. Yes. You saw animals. They are passing in the city, marching confidently. No one tells them. And they have one who was telling them, who led them.
We
are going in the ark of Noah. You leave humans who are dumb. The floods are going to strike them. People were asking who commanded them in the midst there. Genesis chapter 7 up to chapter
8.
The angel who led the creations to enter the ark of Noah. When he said, "Don't go in the ark," they did not go. Our master said, "This one and this one." They spoke seven families. They choose out those they trust who enter the ark. And the rest never came. Tell me how the meeting was. Each family of animals, of the insects, of the birds. And that to choose out seven. Animals choose out seven families. Two male and female. Who will go? Till the angel had to come and say, "You and you go in the ark of Noah." The rest say, "Yes, our master. We've remained here. We be unclothed with humans. We go back in the glory. As long as it's you who's governing us." You read that Genesis. Genesis chapter 7 and chapter
8.
Angel of creations. Angel Ariel.
I will
let the creations to go in the ark of Noah.
He
is the same angel.
In the
book of Exodus.
He is
the same angel.
In the
book of Exodus.
Esura.
Chapter
8
to reach in chapter
9.
Move from verse chapter
7
to 9. Yes.
He led
the animals into Egypt
to
enter the war in Egypt in the era of Prophet Moses.
And
when they speak to frogs, he will gather up all frogs. All you frogs, let us go tomorrow in Egypt. In Egypt,
mostly
in Pharaoh's palace. This one we are going to be working with him.
Not
many days from now.
After
we get known in the world is when they are going to face it.
As long
as we begin to go to the medias, television begins and radios, you know they have begun. We shall base on that television announce.
Now
when we proclaim, they don't understand as well.
Yet
things done are happening, they have laid hold of the entire world.
They have
prayed, proclaimed right here. Now we have proof. And when we shall proclaim, it will happen like that. Ability of this angel, he does not have many of them in his family.
There
are only two in the family. Two. For their family handles creations. Creations are their family. They connect most with families of creations. He has Ariel, the archangel with his commander, who holds the first trumpet. But their spirits, they were gotten from the first living creature. Their spirits were gotten from the first living creature. We've gone back in the cycle. Yes. They move in the horses, yellow and sparkled.
White sparkled.
Still they have chariots. The horses he has many. With chariots. There are many chariots. For he packs their spirits of creations.
To
take them there in the third heavens where they rest from.
And
them to have entered glory of the sons of God.
Things.
We have seven families. Time has left us. We have to fix them. Today you're going to take some time here. Today you bear this. Tomorrow we go to the Easter meal. But in Zechariah chapter 6.
Zechariah
chapter 6, verse 3. And before the third chariot, white horses. And before the first chariot, they pulled horses. Yes. They are wet, mixed, blackish, mixed in. They are sparkled. And there are chariots on them. Spirits of creations have gone back to sons of God who have finished their works here. They have taken them to glory of the sons of God. They are taken to rest in the third heaven. Where we are about to go to when we finish the second heaven. For you know, Romans says, Romans chapter 8, creations go back to glory of the sons of God. This has to take care of all those. That's why in the floods of Noah, hey, we are not afraid. He said, our master, you put us chariots, take us back, take the glory of the sons of God, and we rest. You strike the earth. We no more intercede for them.
For
that to top all works, the creations we are doing. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter
8,
verse
20.
Romans chapter
8,
verse
19.
For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Verse
20.
For creation was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. God handed them to the master, he told them, you serve man, you appear as goats in their home, the cow and your humble, but in hope, at the end of your works, you go back in the glory of the sons of God. All those are moving on under the sun. Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Yes. They go back in the glory of the sons of God. Sons of God, the angels. To be as angels in heaven. Them to go back. And this angel Ariel
is
one who gathers their spirits. He gathers. His chariot takes long to move, take them. You find him with many horses. On this horse, on this chariot, there are horses four. They are just waiting. They pass through the earth, gather spirits of creations. They don't take them immediately.
They
are ones who take long to be taken. Why rush? Already they have expected that they are not like humans.
And
he first gathers a number of them, then he takes. He reached them in the city. And he head on to the third heaven. Most spirits of creations must reach into the third heaven. And as spirits of the stillborn, yes, stillborn and those not yet 7 years. Who unclosed bodies.
They go
back and they are like angels, but mostly in the third heaven is where they live. Yes. They see the rest of their spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the creations finish their works. They don't rush. They go gather. He sets horses when he's not with them and they pass on the earth. They have slaughtered how many cows? Spirits come, gather, sit. Now both happen under the sun. Let's go to six family of angels. Six is family of angels. Let the angel Kamuel, usually called Alexander of fire, from golden altar of God. Six is family of angels, led by angel Kamuel, usually called Alexander of fire, from the golden altar of God.
Where
there is a beginning of lake of fire.
Family yomukage yaba malaika.
Sixth is family of angels.
It's
led by Archangel Kamuel.
Usually
called Alexander of fire. From golden altar of God. Where is this beginning of lake of fire? Revelation 14, verse
18.
Revelation chapter 14, verse
18. Nalyokayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba yalina ekiwabyo eky'obwogi ng'ayogera nti, teekako ekiwabyo ekyo eky'obwogi onoge ebirimba by'omuzabbibu gw'ensi.
And another angel came out from the altar, who had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe.
Hey.
Yes, that's the angel of fire. Still read them in Ezekiel chapter 10,
the
verse 1 and 2. Mostly verse 2. You will read it there. Ezekiel chapter 10, the verse 1 and 2. You will see him, angel of fire.
Agenda wali masakati gaba.
He goes in the midst of the cherubims. There are angels still who burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. They are responsible of the fire which you cannot go on to heat yourself. Yes. It's not a fire that you heat yourself on it. It's burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. Turn to Sahara
deserts
and Karahari deserts. Write Genesis chapter 19, verse 23 to 25.
They burnt
even the neighboring cities there.
There are
smaller deserts nearing there. Then angel Kamuel of fire, their spirits were gotten from head of a man, which is on the second living creature. Yes. They move on the fiery horses, and they have wings. They move on fiery horses, and they have wings.
Second Kings chapter 6 verse 15.
And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an army compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, what shall we do? Verse
16.
And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Verse
17.
Verse 18.
Olusozi nga lujjudde embalaasi n'amagaali ag'omuliro ageetoolodde Erisa.
And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray you, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Hey,
yes.
Embalas.
Horses of fire. And the chariots of fire. Those which took prophet Elijah. These are ones which will take you all.
Emizimu mingi egibadde
gikuyigganya ku nsi. Demons have been haunting you on this world.
N'ogamba ntwalire mu mbalasi za muliro.
Let me be taken in the horses of fire.
Anti obeera tojja naye ng'oli muli
eri. Can't be consumed by it in the fire.
Sali mundabye.
And you begin to show of Jezebel, have you seen me?
Omanyi waliwo abatamanyi lwaki nabbi Eriya atwalibwa mu mbalasi.
There are those who don't know why
atwalibwa embalasi zino ez'omuliro.
Prophet Elijah was taken by horses of fire in the chariots of fire.
Jezebel n'emizimu.
Jezebel and his demons.
Baba Isaka egaali awo nga tebalina kye bayinza kukolawo.
The chariots from them and they could do nothing.
Za muliro.
They are on fire.
Ezo zitera twala bali abaweereza.
Those who are sick ministers.
Banagwanu.
The generals.
Simanyi naye ngakolerera bwo oyagala zibazi kutwala.
If you want them be taking you.
Bwe n'okuba omuweereza nagwana ayiganyize nnyo
Satan. A general minister who have persecuted Satan much on this world.
Tujja kulaba bingi ebibakwatako.
We shall see much concern them.
Naye nga basobola okwokya kansa.
But they can burn cancer.
Agalwadde g'omubiri siriimu.
Sickness of the flesh, the AIDS virus.
Okubumbira eriiso eryafa.
Form for you the eye which was spoiled.
Okuzaawo amagumba agamenyese.
Restore the broken bones.
Ebirala bingi bakola.
The many others they do.
Lunaku lw'omusango.
On the day of judgment.
Ebagenda okuleeta abonoonyi.
They want to bring the sinners there.
Naye ku kiseera ekyo omuliro gujja kuba gwogubookya.
In that time the fire will be burning them.
Baleetebwa
They are brought
si mu magaali.
As they are pouring, not in chariots. On the chains.
Ng'emibiri gyabwe giyika ng'obusa bwe gibaddako.
Melt as they form a flesh. In the summary, that is the family. The sixth of the angels. Sixth of the angels.
Where
Archangel Kamuel, the angels of fire, from the golden altar of God.
Family yomu sambu yaba maraika.
Seventh family of angels.
Family yomu sambu yaba maraika.
Seventh family of angels. Led by the Archangel Jophiel.
Ekulembera malaika omukuru Jophiel.
Led by Archangel Jophiel.
Owa siru ya Katonda.
Angel of the seal of God.
Family y'omusanvu yaba malaika.
Seventh family of angels.
Ekulembera malaika omukuru Jophiel.
Led by Archangel Jophiel.
Owa siru ya Katonda.
Of the seal of God.
Akulamu n'omwoyo omutukufu.
He works together with the Holy Spirit.
Usiringa abaana ba Katonda bonna.
To seal all the children of God.
Abawulira.
Those who hear, they believe gospel of the kingdom of God. He works together with Holy Spirit to seal all the children of God who hear and believe. And they do as gospel of the kingdom of God is. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2 and 3. Revelation chapter 7, verse 2.
Nenda ba malaika omulala ngalinya okuva ebuvanjuba. Ngalina kabonero ka Katonda omulamu. Nayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba malaika abana abaawo okwono n'ensi n'ennyanja.
And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea.
Olunyiri olwokusatu.
Verse 3.
Ng'ayogera nti, temwonoona nsi, newankubadde ennyanja, newankubadde emiti, okutuusa lwetulimala okuteeka akabonero abaddu ba Katonda waffe ku byenyi byabwe.
Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads.
Hey.
Yes.
bayitamu lwaki agambye okutuuka lwe tulimala.
Pass through. Why as he said until we shall finish.
Bali nani?
They.
Bamalayika bano bali babiri bokka we bati.
Angels, they are only two.
Omudumiza kutte konde eriyomusanvu.
The commander hold the seventh trumpet.
No, malayika Jophiel.
And this one angel Jophiel.
Bakoleramu no moyo mutukufu.
They work together with the Holy Spirit.
Mukusiringa abatuku abana ba
Katonda. In sealing the children of God.
Abawulira.
Those who hear.
Yanne bakirize injili yobulokozi.
Believe the gospel of salvation.
Gabene nyebibi ne babivako.
As they repent of sins and they totally leave them. Yes.
Kubanga mubefese sule soko nyole 13.
Because in the Ephesians 1 verse 14.
Ayogera bwati.
He speaks like this.
Abefeso esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 14.
Era namwe mweye bwe mwawulira ekigambo ekyamazima enjiri ey'obulokozi bwammwe mwoyo n'okukkiriza bwe mwakkiriza ne muteekebwako akabonero n'omwoyo omutukuvu eyasuubizibwa.
In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Yes.
When you
believe gospel of salvation, gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven,
and
Jophiel work with the Holy Spirit, and they inscribe a seal upon you,
which
shines very well on the forehead, and it shines very well. For Jophiel means angel of the goodness of God, of the goodness, that which seals that of God. Yes, you can search about it. That what does Jophiel mean? Angel of seal of the goodness of God. You are worthy of the goodness of God. They
see
those who grieve over sins. Those who grieve over sins and repent, leave them.
That's
the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heavens is. The ability is in him. He has his writer's ink. He moves with. When the time is sleepy, come. He designs you. But those perfected are few.
That's
why right now is one, the work is not much. I don't know whether we shall become
many
and we give him work. He has quickness to seal thousands and tenth in one day. But the problem, those sealed are not there.
So
you have not reached to get it. You know yourself. Don't you know yourself? Don't you know how your heart is filled of devices, not be righteous, hatred, not wishing others, all form of evil,
but
fight to wash out that you get perfected as you fight back. Ezekiel chapter 9.
Ezekiel esule yomwenda nolunyino lusoka.
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 2.
Kale laba abasajja mukaga ne bajjanga bafuluma mukubo eriyo mulyango ogwenguru ogolekera obukiiko obwa kono buli muntu ngakutte ekyokulwanyisa kye ekitta mu mukono gwe n'omusajja omu wakati mu bo ayambadde bafuta ngalina ekikompe kya bwino ekyomuwandiisi mu kiwato ne bayingira ku mabbali g'ekyoto eky'ekikomo.
And behold, six men came from the way of the high gate, which lieth towards the north, and every man a weapon for slaughter in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's ink horn by his side. And they went in and stood beside the bronze altar. Six, we read those who lived ahead of him. This seventh was among them, having the writer's ink. Here's something. It's a small gadget. It doesn't break him. Yes.
He
puts in and makes a seal on the forehead.
Which shines
of the goodness of God. And he makes out a stone. And it shines beautiful, put in your forehead. I tell he makes them on. Let's read, we see.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel esule yomwenda nolunyiriri olwokusatu.
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 3.
Awo ekitiibwa kya Katonda wa Isirayiri kyali kirinnye okuva ku kerubi kwe kyali okutuuka ku mulyango gw'ennyumba. Naye omusajja ayambadde bafuta eyalina ekikompe kya bwino eky'omuwandiisi mu kiwato.
And the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it was to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's ink horn by his side. Verse 4.
Mukama namugamba nti, gendo ite wakati mu kibuga, wakati mu Yerusalemi, oteka akabonero ku byenyi by'abantu abasse ebikowe, era abakabira emizizo gyonna ekikolebwa wakati mu kyo.
And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in its midst. Yes. When you see the world corrupted so much, people commit sins much. You try to grieve, you repent. Repent towards God. You align yourself. Repent for their sake. In that time, this angel moves much to see for those who sigh for the sins. They are ready to hate evil. They are ready to help many depart from evil. He passed through them. There are people like me and you. It always appears special
in
the midst of the world of the sinners.
Spoken
in the John 16:8-11, convicting world of sin.
The world of sin
are filled sins like Sodom. They sodomize, commit evils.
Those
seasons be craving, say, Lord, have mercy.
For
if you fight and sanctify yourself,
you
throw your salt by sin so much. For he passes in through much. For those seasons,
there are
seasons to
feel,
to sift the righteous.
It's
not pretest whether righteous or not.
They
are to decide
them.
Wickedness or righteousness.
But
it is him to choose the righteous. Determined and the
world
enjoys the sweetness of sin. Homosexuality. And they begin to enjoy it. And even sit in parliament. Whether we pass the bill or not. Yes, people have no problem with it. Others will say, ladies and gentlemen, you will be punished. We both supporting it. There he seeks for us.
He is
him when Jacob is determined and give him a seal. The seal is in the stone which shines.
Revelation 2
verse 17.
Alina okutu awulire omwoyo kyagamba ekkanisa. Awangula ndi mwa ku mmando eyakwekebwa. Era ndi muwe ejjinja ejjeru. Era ku jjinja kuwandikiddwako erinnya erijja. Omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula aweebwa.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knows except him who receives it.
Written
foreheads with a name. Is what he does on you. And he finished the seal. Ability is with him. He moves with a horse. And it has chariots. Usually takes some of the holy ones. Those who fought much for holiness as Abraham. He doesn't just take the generals and they fight for righteousness like Noah, preachers of righteousness. You are taken by who? And take you, and this one has taken you. Applause and the rejoice surpass all the rest. On all the other ministers and the holy ones. It's a surprise that the one who takes you. It appears to be a surprise. Zechariah chapter 1.
He
usually moved with angel Gabriel, moved by the white horse.
Other
pass through the gospel and this one seals. You studied much in one day. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 8.
Zechariah esule soka nalunyiriri olomunana.
Zechariah chapter 1 verse 8.
Ntinatunula ekiro era laba. Omutunga njomutunga yebagadde embalasi embalasi myufu. Eranga ayimiridde wakati w'emiti emikadesi. Ejali ejali mu kiwonvu. N'ennyuma we embalasi emyufu neza kikusikusi n'enjeru.
And I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the hollow, and behind him there were red speckled and white horses. Gabriel, there are on this red. This one has horse with three types:
red, speckled,
and the white, and the ones on the chariots. They are three. One leads, the two are on the side, others from behind. Yes. To take the righteous, the preachers of righteousness. I think like me and you. It's what we are on to now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
the applause right in the heaven's door. And it's one who brought you? My. Even they really appear to humans. But in their spirits, because they are two, they were gotten from the third living creature, which come angels of times and seasons, and helps them to quickly understand that these are seasons of sealing. And though we seal this one, they cannot backslide. Those are in the summary.
Concern
seven families of angels, which came from four heads of a man. I've said this. In the summary, those are the seven families. Their spirits, gotten from four heads of a man, which are on the four living creatures. In the second heaven is the rim above. As they were brought in four heads, those
alive
in the wheels of the cherubim. In the first created heaven
is
the rim above,
gotten
from four heads of the cherubim,
put
on golden altar of God, where they're given all different bodies we've studied about, seven families. On the other time, we come back, see seven families of mankind. Seven families of mankind. Which came from the store of foreheads of the four living creatures. Foreheads of a man. On the four living creatures. Always you read Acts 17. That still God separated the boundaries of their habitation.
So families,
these families of mankind, we are going to see them. We
are
going to see the family of Africans. Yes. You have to see family of Africans. Family of Asians.
There
are territories where you put them. All those you see their families. You shall see the family of the North Americans.
Northern Americans, your family.
Northern Americans, it's another family. Even Southern America. Yes.
You
see family of Europeans.
Family of Australians.
You see family of Australians. We see the family
of Antarcticans.
Antarcticans. Yes. But all these, their families, they have abilities and their special workings.
Africa,
the origin of man and the works of man.
And
it will be the end of the works of man on the earth.
Asia.
Beginning of manifestation of God on the earth. And many others concerning families of mankind, which come from store or foreheads of man on the four living creatures. Second heaven, the rim above. May God bless you. We shall see that on Monday. Tomorrow,
we
go on the special meal of Easter of the spirits. As we see the new biblical proverbs when they are being revealed. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Reading without the Bible. Believing. Writing.
And
puts in action. And to spread to many.
Amen.
Amen.